The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, has called on Thai authorities to respect human rights conventions and immediately release a Melbourne-based refugee from detention. The Australian permanent resident is awaiting trial in Thailand, where a judge will consider whether to extradite him back to Bahrain or send him back to Australia. Hakim Al-Arabi is wanted in Bahrain for vandalising a police station, a claim he strenuously denies, as Hagar Cohen reports.
Hakim Al-Arabi and his new wife chose Thailand as the perfect destination for their honeymoon. But when they arrived at the airport in Bangkok, their plans abruptly came to an end.
I arrived to Bangkok. The immigration Thai take me to detention. Now I am still waiting. I don't know what's going to happen.
Hakim Al-Arabi arrived in Australia seeking asylum in 2014 and was later granted refugee status. He'd been sentenced to 10 years in jail in Bahrain for vandalising a police station. However, he's always maintained these claims are false and has a video showing he was playing football at the time of the incident. Now under threat of being sent back to Bahrain, he fears for his life.
Because Bahrain, you know, there is not a human right, no like Australia. Really, I don't want to go back to Bahrain because they want to kill me. 100%.
Hakim Al-Arabi will face court in Thailand tomorrow when a judge will decide whether to allow his extradition to Bahrain or his deportation to Australia. Human rights advocates are concerned about Thailand's handling of the case. Saeed Al-Wadai from the London-based Bahrain Institute for Rights and Democracy said that Hakim Al-Arabi has been recognised by Australia as a refugee and Thailand should avoid extraditing him to Bahrain at all costs.
The Thai as authorities have been ignoring the calls by the Australian government and by a lot of human rights organisations which explicitly stated that sending Hakim back to Bahrain will be a breach to the international law.
The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, has issued a statement saying returning Mr. Al-Arabi to Bahrain would breach his human rights. She said she'd raised the case with the Thai Foreign Minister and asked that Mr. Al-Arabi will be allowed to return to Australia as soon as possible. Hakim has been held in detention in Thailand since late November at the request of Bahrain. On Friday, a warrant was issued for his arrest and he was transferred to a more secure facility. Fatima Yazbek from the Melbourne-based Gulf Institute for Democracy and Human Rights says she spoke to Hakim Al-Arabi before being transferred and she's concerned about his deteriorating mental state.
He said that once the police arrest him and transfer him to the prison, he will start a hunger strike. Unfortunately, there was no contact with him since then.
However, she's hopeful that Australia's representations on his behalf will secure his early release.
Was a very strong statement and that give us hope.
A statement from Thailand's foreign ministry said that the country's handling of the case is in line with due process, impartiality and free from any interference and consistent with international practices.
Hagar Cohen reporting.